Okay, so I'm down at the David Lewis Centre and it is the afternoon for the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, and I'm pleased to say that I am with the Mad Hatter himself. I don't think that's your real name, but John, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Mike. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure. What a glorious day. I know you've had to move it forward a day because of potential weather tomorrow. Just how amazing are the team here that you've been able to move your event, a full event, a full afternoon event from tomorrow to today?
It just says everything about the organisation. To be honest, that people have pulled every stop out to make sure that we could make today happen, because we knew the weather was going to be great today and rubbish tomorrow. So everybody's done a phenomenal job to make today happen.
And you've certainly done it well, because the weather is absolutely wonderful. John, just briefly, can you tell me a little bit then about what the David Lewis Centre is all about?
Absolutely. I joined in October last year as the new chief exec, and I've been bowled over really since I joined by the organisation. So we provide support through education, residential services, day opportunities and clinical services for people with autism, epilepsy and learning disabilities with the complex needs.
Fantastic. So it's a wide variety. Now, I walked through the grounds with Eleanor, one of your colleagues, earlier on, and we were talking about how you drive past from the end of the road, you wouldn't really know what was here, but then you come inside. I've been told there's a self-sustainable farm, there's residents on site, you do amazing events. What are the highlights for you about the David Lewis Centre?
I think it's one of Cheshire and the North West hidden gem as a charity, in terms of what we provide, how we provide it, and the environment we provide it in. One of the things we want to do more of is to help people understand more about what we do, but also help people engage with us, be part of what we do, come and see the great facilities we've got, and actually understand some of the great work we do and see the difference that we make to people's lives every day.
And tell me about today then. So it's the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. I'm seeing you face to face. Maybe this is your weekend wear, I don't entirely know, but you've done a cracking job with the makeup. People will see the pictures on silt1069.com a little bit later on in the week. But what's today all about?
Today, Mike, is about, I suppose, as we've come out of the pandemic or coming out of it, trying to inject a bit of fun back in life for people, because the last 2.5 years has been really hard for the people we support here, but also our staff team. So today's about trying to have a bit of fun, have a laugh, enjoy the sun, and try and get back to some form of normality after what people have been through in the last 2.5 years.
Absolutely. I think it's a message for the whole of the country, really, isn't it? That we can safely get back out and about and enjoy ourselves. And obviously your staff, your colleagues, your residents and everybody should have an amazing day. Just before I let you enjoy the festivities this afternoon and get your party acts going, how can people find out more about the David Lewis Centre?
Thank you. They can certainly look on our website. We've got a great website that we're developing all the time, and that'll hopefully give you lots of information about what we do, who we are, how we want to try and help people, and actually how people can get involved with what we do. So contact details are on there. We're on Twitter and Facebook, so you can always find us at David Lewis, and we'd love to hear from you.
Fantastic. Enjoy your afternoon and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for joining us.